Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, take us away.
Me?
Yeah.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And that was our special guest that you just heard.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. My brother, Jeremy, or Bromy, as I'll probably be referring to him.
I like that. It makes us all feel a little bit more part of your family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just was reflecting on the fact that it is kind of torture to ask people to come on the podcast and then make them sing the theme song.
Nobody held any guns to anybody's heads.
True.
It was like...
No, I volunteered.
Exactly. And he crushed it.
True.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Why do I feel so weird? Okay.
First things first. Has Judd listened to the wedding episode?
No.
We haven't even listened to the wedding episode. I think we're all just a little too close to the wedding.
Jeremy, did you listen to the wedding episode?
I listened to about half of it.
Okay, we'll get into your thoughts.
Yeah.
We'll hold off.
Thoughts about the wedding.
Well, that's good, because that's what you're here to talk about. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Isn't that what we're talking about?
I thought we were talking about your relationships.
Well, we can talk about that, too.
I thought
we were talking about the wedding.
Is the Shame on Me podcast now just strictly
we
wedding
literally
content?
Had a whole
next couple months of episodes
we
will be wedding episodes.
Had a whole text conversation about having a series where different people react to the wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought Jeremy was a relationships guest.
Well,
you want to come on again?
I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Ask me.
I guess we're just going to see where the conversation goes.
Yeah.
It could be wedding. It could be
relationships.
A story. Okay.
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 Well, good misunderstanding to start us off. That's good. Okay, you listened to half of it. We'll get your thoughts. Drud did not listen. I did see Drud this week, though. I hadn't seen her since the wedding.
Yeah, that is one episode that we need, like, a wedding recap from.
Is for Drud to come and talk about. Drud doesn't remember anything.
That's a lie.
Well, Drud has a horrible memory.
That can't be true.
I said, did you remember when Stefan almost took down the altar thing?
Okay, I
you
don't
probably
know
the
yeah.
wooden,
yeah.
when he did, his swinging thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was slick.
She said, no, I didn't
slick.
Notice that.
It was really slick, and it seemed like it wasn't rehearsed at all.
No.
I don't think it was.
Well, in the rehearsal, he did do it.
Oh, okay.
And you just gave him the most disgusting look.
I didn't.
He was like,
I didn't
to
see
do
him
it
do it at the wedding because I was sitting in the chair.
That's right. That's right.
So
he didn't
move a little closer to the mic.
Step on your train.
Yeah, exactly. It worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Two truths and a lie. Is that where we want to start?
Yeah.
That's where we always start.
Yeah.
Do you guys do it as well, or is it just me?
No, we all do it.
Okay. Right.
And then we can all guess each other's before we tell them what the truths and lies. If we'll see.
You know, it
maybe
doesn't
all
have
lies
to be. It doesn't have to be two truths and one lie.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Who wants to start? I just came up with my third one
yours?
Right now.
Do you have yours up?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. My first one. At the football game yesterday, I did remember to put sunscreen on my scalp. I put sunscreen everywhere. My scalp still burnt. We were sitting in the direct sun. That's my first one.
Roger.
Stop looking at me like that. My second one is I had a moment of feeling like an adult this weekend, which was really nice, but then it led to a full-blown existential crisis.
No, I really hope that one's true.
And then, I don't know if existential crisis is the right term. It led to a crisis.
If it's a lie, I hope the lie is that you felt a sense of childlike wonder, which still led to an existential crisis.
Oh, interesting. And then when we went to Lion King at the Jubilee last weekend, I cried a little at Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I was wondering
they all sound
if
like
I was going
to
ask if you did cry
okay
during the Lion King.
Well, there you go.
You got
let's start with number one.
Number one.
The game.
The sunscreen on my scalp.
Burn your scalp. And I'm going to say that's the truth because you always burn your scalp.
Okay.
Lie.
Okay.
I think you're proud that you didn't burn your scalp.
Okay.
A second was the
moment of feeling like an adult that led to a crisis.
Why don't you feel like an adult? Or what made you feel
I
like an adult?
I never feel like an adult.
What are you talking about?
What do you think
is
feeling
that true?
Like an adult
that's,
feels
yeah,
like?
Yeah, literally, I'm like, that is the question.
See, here's the thing is, I don't think anybody really has it figured out. See,
you're one of the most responsible people that I know.
Well.
But you're a Virgo rising, so like I can understand how maybe you think that feeling like an adult feels like just like crushing it and
like,
being like, yeah, I do have everything figured out.
I still text mom and say, this beef is one day expired. Can I still eat it?
Okay, well, we need to fix that.
No, I think all you have to do is smell it. If it passes the smell test,
that's
you're fine.
That's, and she said it was fine.
There's, you know,
so
there's
I
an expiry
her.
Date on those packages, right?
Yeah, but if it passes the smell
past
test.
The expiry date.
Well, then, yeah, you don't eat it.
I'm
an individualist. She said it was fine, and I did eat it.
Like, how long was it in
one
your
day.
Fridge for? Oh, that's fine.
It wasn't even open.
I wouldn't.
One day?
I don't know what. Is it just rotting? Does it just rot? What happens when it rots? What happens to my belly when it rots?
I mean,
you
the thing
sick.
Is, you're going to cook it anyway.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But if you cook meat not long enough, you still have like the bacteria and shit that might not have died.
But they don't cook it very long in the States.
Rot your meat a little bit and it's a little. Does cooking it
get rid of the bacteria?
Or is the bacteria even a bad thing? Or is it just like, hey, I've broken down to a state where I'm actually poison.
Interesting.
And have I cooked away the poison?
Interesting.
I don't know.
This is fascinating.
I think you did. Because I hope that's true because I'm interested in the story.
Okay. The existential crisis or crisis. You think? What do you think?
I think you did. Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, who doesn't have the odd existential crisis here and there?
It's so true. Okay. And then my third one, I cried during Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I think they're all true. I think that's also true.
The thing that I kind of feel like this one's a lie.
Ooh.
Because you seem like the kind of person that would cry the entire way through the Lion King. And I don't know how that plays into things.
Okay.
So I'm going with a lie because see, oh man, this is really tough. Okay, I'm going to go lie. I don't know why it's a lie.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with
that's
a lie.
That's okay. That's not part of, you don't have to know.
Yeah.
Okay, first one, I put sunscreen on my scalp and I still burnt. Lie. I did not put sunscreen on my scalp and I still burnt.
Damn it. What do you mean you still burned?
Well,
of course
you
burned.
Oh, you didn't put sunscreen on
your
scalp.
No, I did not put sunscreen on my scalp.
Okay,
that's good. That was
well,
a good one.
That was a good one, right?
That was good.
The problem, as I think we were talking to Jimmy about this already, but we thought we were on the west side of the stadium, which means that you don't get the sun because the sun is setting behind you.
Uh-huh.
No, we were on the east side, so we were just in full sun the whole time.
Oh, geez.
And I did put sunscreen on.
But didn't you notice like the sun bearing down on you?
Yeah, but I didn't have sunscreen. It was too late.
Oh, I see.
I actually don't know if my scalp burnt. Like, I haven't looked at it, but I'm so
sure.
Seems
fine.
Okay.
I think that's just normal flakiness.
All right. Okay, I'll skip the existential crisis because it is true and I have a story about it.
Good.
I did
well,
have
I'm also
a crisis.
Curious, like, what your existential crisis looks like.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you.
Because
yeah,
I can tell you what
everything.
My existential crisis
well,
looks
and that's
like.
Why
I'm
I don't think existential is the right word. I think it was a different crisis, type
okay.
of crisis.
Okay.
But I'll get to
like,
it.
Like a growing up crisis?
Like a... beliefs.
Are you having a coming of age moment
okay.
about gender roles?
Have
crisis.
You had a coming in? Ooh, let's
yes.
fucking go!
Like with your lovely husband?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Are you
I'll go
a divorce
to...
already.
I don't know if we're gonna get into the wedding or anything else. I think this might be the entire episode.
Okay, so I did not cry at Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
No,
but I cried at many other.
That's
points.
What I'm. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I cried right at the beginning.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. And then the song He Lives in You.
Of course.
Holy fuck.
Can
what
you,
a banger.
How could you not?
Oh, but Can You Feel the Love Tonight in The Lion King is nothing like Elton John's Can
no.
You Feel the Love Tonight.
No.
So I did not cry.
I could see you crying because it's just like, oh, this reminds me of that one time I was in love. wholly and completely. What a nice time that was.
The whole thing was really nice.
Well, at the beginning, what song do they play?
Circle of Life.
Circle of Life?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We went.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah. The only complaint I have about the entire show was they did do a weird thing where they like had, it was just one scene where it was like Scar's going to marry Nala.
Hot.
Which is before she like
it
leaves.
It is so hot, yeah.
And he like makes a, oh, you've grown up a lot joke. And I was like, I don't love that.
You've really grown into yourself.
Yeah, like it's a little icky, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if this was totally necessary. I think that is a tone in the movie that
Broadway.
Scar is kind of hitting on Nala when
oh,
she
yeah,
gets
he is
older.
For sure.
Really?
He's a creepy uncle.
Is that true?
I think so. I got to rewatch.
I literally watched it.
Like later,
no,
when
I didn't.
She's when she's grown.
I think the animated version, yeah.
Yeah,
like
but
kind of
just the, I don't think they make it as overt as like, oh, you've grown up well.
Broadway
something.
Is
you've
a little bit
quite
more.
The women.
Yeah.
More like racy.
Yeah, a little more racy. I don't, because we saw it on Broadway in New York like many years ago. How are you doing down there?
I've got issues.
Yeah, you do.
Do you want to come sit on my lap?
Kind of.
I don't think that chair can hold it.
Facing forward or facing backwards?
Whichever you want.
This is going to really be confusing for one of our guests who thought you were hitting on them at the wedding.
Who?
Or I'll tell you.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
I'll tell you.
Who?
But I think we.
You didn't tell me this.
I didn't tell you. I kind of feel bad calling them out on the podcast.
Calling me out?
No, calling the person out who thought you were hitting on them.
Is it a boy?
Yeah.
Who?
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
We might have them on the podcast, though.
Evan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I talked to Evan for like 2 seconds.
I don't know. This is information I got from Stefan. Stefan can tell us if we should quack this whole section or not.
That's good shit.
But I said, you know what? I could see it. I could see someone being confused. If they haven't met someone with your energy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. So that's the Lion King.
Do you know I'm not gay, Jeremy?
I didn't think you were gay.
Okay, well. Did you know?
Did I know? I mean, I never assume any of these things.
No one knows anything.
You know what happens when you assume.
Well, I think my sister said that you had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
I was going to say something, but I wasn't going to stop then, myself.
Twice stopped having a girlfriend.
That same person.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Good times.
Relationships.
If you let someone break your heart once.
Might as well do it a second time.
Yeah, shame on me.
Shame on me.
Shame on me.
Oh,
Bob. Are you
going to
tell us your story now or later?
Well, what do you want? Do you want me to tell it now or later?
That's not what.
I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I can tell it now. Okay. So I was baking cookies, which I like to do. And the moment that made me feel like an adult was I, like, took the brown sugar out. I took the little brown sugar saver out of the brown sugar.
The brown, the one.
You know, I hear you. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I've never heard someone call it that before.
Well, what would I call it?
You're right. Brown sugar saver.
Ours was always a bear, on. So I'd call it a sugar bear.
Okay, sugar bear. I like that. Mine is a bear as well.
Wow.
And I remembered to put it in water. So it got more moisture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that made me feel like an adult.
Okay.
And so I'm going through the cookie baking process, having a great time. I sit down later afterwards. And awesome. Then Stefan is on the phone. What are you saying?
I said, this is zoo voice, by the way. And then I was like, shit, I've got to quack that.
So you got to quack it twice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just write a little note here. Okay. So. And then I'm sitting on the couch later, and Stefan is on the phone with his friend. And they are having a grand old time. Stefan's indulged in some substances, so he's being extra goofy. And he's like, yeah, man, she made cookies. And I'm like, man, I'm a good wife. I'm like actively sitting on the couch like, I'm a good wife. Like, he's so lucky. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I had this whole thought process of like, why do I get satisfaction from like making cookies for my husband?
Well, I think you're
is
just
it
doing
society?
A nice
thing. Is it like literal genetics around like taking care of people? So I was really starting to have questions.
Keep going.
That's like all I got to.
Keep going.
I don't have answers.
Keep going.
Well, I like, part of me is like, maybe it's just built into genetics, you know? We like taking care of people. You got something? But then part of me is like, maybe society made me this way. And I don't know. But I felt a weird pride.
Hmm. Jeremy, have you ever felt nurtured by Janet?
By Janet?
Yeah.
According to his wedding speech, yeah,
I don't
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
If we roll the tape back, it's it's not the word I would use.
I was actually going to get you to read parts of your speech on this podcast.
Oh,
I thought that'd be very funny.
Yeah, I think I have it on my computer, but.
Anyway.
It was a good speech.
It was
Thank
a good
you.
Speech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I don't have an answer.
How do you feel about enjoying being a good wife?
Well, I like it a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But then I'm like, why do I have this weird, like, it was like a superiority I felt.
Well, I think
like,
this is just
guns.
Superiority?
Yeah, I was just like over other people. I don't know.
I think this is just misogyny repackaged.
Yeah.
Because you are doing something that keeps you safe. You're doing the things that have to that you have to do to keep you safe in your relationship.
Baking cookies.
Because if you don't,
how does that keep
if you don't
safe?
Keep your husband happy,
yeah.
then
it's
you're
dangerous.
At risk.
Beat you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see.
So you are just like, huh? Keeping myself safe is super easy. I don't know how all these people in the
so
world can't do it. All you have to do is bake some fucking cookies.
That's totally.
And like you're just
oh,
like
yeah,
this
so
is
I'm
so easy. Being
oh,
an adult is
I
so
see.
Fucking easy.
Yeah. Right. That's the process, the thought process I was having. That's not at all what I was thinking.
So I get satisfaction from like providing for my significant other.
See, this is the thing. Is it society?
It
or
could,
is it
genetics? Could be a combo of like society and genetics. I don't know. That's a good question.
So when we talk about astrology, one of my favorite things about astrology is the ability to use it as like a reflection.
Okay.
Yes.
But when somebody's actually like,
what's your sign?
But I'm an Aquarius. We'll get into it, Jeremy. Chill out. Chill out. Do you know what time you were born?
That question is too simple.
Do I know what time I was born? I'm a Cancer. I don't know what time I was born.
Okay, text your mom.
Okay,
please.
I'm gonna. Oh, mom's camping right now.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Astrology is like just, you know, it's a little bit of a way we get to like have these conversations
uh-huh.
about things. But when somebody's like, oh, what you think like the position of the stars and the planets actually have an effect? How would it have an effect on your life? Like that's just, and I'm like, the mechanism is so much less interesting to me
yeah.
than the actual reflection.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the genetics or society, I'm like, that's chicken and egg stuff.
Right. Okay.
I think it's interesting that it's happening.
Okay.
I see.
I feel the
that's
really
fair.
Interesting question is like, do you ever feel like you, like this kind of goes against how you've lived your life or experience or like had your perspective of like, I can be a good wife in whatever way that
yeah,
I
yeah,
want to
yeah.
be.
Yep.
And then you're like, but I also like it when I bake cookies for someone that I'm happy.
Well, and also thinking about myself as a wife is a new experience for me.
It could also be that Stefan is, like, food is a big thing for him.
It is a big thing.
So you're,
oh, no.
you're doing something for him that you know that he really enjoys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
It was something about him telling other people, like, look at this. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm fucking awesome.
This is
he
the whole,
is lucky.
This is the whole basis of shame on me.
Yeah, it's true.
Where people don't just do things because of the external
yeah.
things. There's internal stuff
yeah.
going on where
yeah.
it's like, I do like this.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And
you kind of don't really know why, but yeah. you want to explore it.
Are you craving another hit? Of good wife drug?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
you should go
yeah.
make his bed.
Not our bed. His bed.
His bed.
Actually,
the
I probably should
bed.
Have done that this morning.
Tuck him in, give
I
him a
not.
Kiss.
Yeah.
On the forehead?
On the forehead, of course.
Are you guys forehead kiss people?
No.
What does a forehead kiss feel like for you?
Like either
you
patronizing, receiving, or.
Sorry, Stephanie. Oh, no. I had to.
Yeah. where are we?
what is that?
But what about you, Jeremy? Are you
I'm
do you
a big forehead kiss person? See?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
and
that
then
about you.
You'll get the people being like, if he ever gives you a forehead kiss, fucking run.
You know what though?
But sometimes
right.
I can't like what draws my mouth
a
to
straight
a
up for like someone stand, you like stand in front of someone and just give them a kiss right in the middle of their forehead?
Or the top of the head.
Okay,
top
that's better.
Head.
Top of the head.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
I
just
feel
being
like,
too literal
I feel
about
like you
this.
Yeah, I feel like you took it in like the least realistic way possible just to shit on
someone's
it.
Someone's just making out with my forehead.
That's just what
Do
I had
lead
in
with
my
your
head.
Tongue?
Just yeah. Someone being right in front
Take
of
a
someone
big lick.
And just leaning down and kissing their forehead right in the middle of their forehead. And I didn't like that.
No, it's kind of just like a little peck, you know.
Okay.
It's just like there's something inside of me that is like I need to do this. I don't even like that I'm doing it.
Okay.
But I need to do it.
Okay.
Where were we?
I don't know. Should we get to someone else's
truths
and lies?
Oh, yeah. Existential crisis. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it's a question that I'll probably keep bringing up for the rest of your life. Where?
Does that mean I'm dying before you?
I'm clearly in better health.
Yeah, but statistically, I'll live longer.
But I've... Well, I...
You are in better health.
What? I...
what do you want to say?
Actually, nothing. Existential crisis. No, I think it's just really fun when we get into those places where we're like, we kind of denigrate something for so long, and then we see it in ourselves, and we're like, was I wrong for denigrating this?
Did I just
not understand what it actually feels like? And of course I didn't give a shit about being a good wife before I
was a wife.
Before I could be exposed to that kind of feeling. But
that's true.
Now all of those people that I've judged previously about it, wow, I don't know if they deserved it. Yeah. But maybe they did.
Maybe they probably still
maybe
did.
They did.
Yeah, because like it being a good partner, that's one thing. That's
what's
good.
Good though,
well, maybe,
right?
Do you think Stefan's a good husband?
Yeah. But the thing
what's
is, like,
what's he doing to be a good
like,
husband?
Is he
but the thing is, we're
he doesn't
not
have to do anything to be
true.
A good husband. He just has to show up every day. He just has to be physically present, and that's not
fair.
Well, you have to bake. You have to take care of your water bear, your teddy bear. This is bullshit. Where's Stefan? Let's get Stefan on the podcast.
Stefan, go mow the lawn.
Someone needs to be crucified.
Go mow the lawn. Well, this is the other.
Well,
thing.
He's working. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something.
Yeah, instead of connecting with us on the podcast, yeah.
he's
alone,
slaving away
isolated,
in the coal working. Mines.
He's being
just,
yelled at
just
by
to be able
boss.
To provide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? I don't know.
This was fun.
This was fun.
I enjoyed
also,
this.
Also, nothing's changed being married. So this was really the same questions I probably would have had before.
Other than you like being a good wife.
Yeah.
I guess
think
it depends
anything
on
wrong with
what
that. Don't feel like weird or guilty about that. I think
don't tell her what to feel.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. You feel whatever you want.
Oh, we got it. I think that's the first one. I think that's the first one.
Jeremy doesn't know your vibe well enough to know that's the last thing you want.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you ever feel that way where it's like, oh man, I just like It would be nice if I just like didn't feel guilty or shameful about something, and then it just doesn't go away.
It just doesn't go away.
It just
doesn't
go away.
I don't know. I don't feel.
You don't feel
the
anything.
Last time I thought I don't feel anything.
Jeremy doesn't feel a single thing.
I have no feelings.
Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
Everybody's
just
been
a
there.
Void.
A void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an empty pit.
Okay, whose truths and lies are going next?
I do want to bring up something that I thought about.
Okay.
Because you were talking about your programming and, like, building something and, like, when do you know it's the right time to leave? Or, like, how
do you
end a relationship, right?
Yeah.
It is a really interesting question because it kind of gets into the whole, like, who, like, what do you need in a relationship to stay kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with like when you feel like you don't have a choice of staying in the relationship or leaving the relationship.
Yes.
I feel like that's a really good.
Yeah.
That's
totally.
Good. I like that.
Totally.
Or when you're stressing about the fact of staying in or leaving, when you're like, I feel
when
like
you're
I should
even
leave.
Considering it in the first place,
yeah,
you
when
mean?
When you're considering it for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think either of us agree with you, Jeremy.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I think there's like a level, because I think people doubt their themselves in their relationships all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's not questioning the relationship. It's stressing about, oh, if I were to leave this relationship, how am I going to do it? Because I feel trapped.
You
know what
I mean? See. Like starting to make. I see. You're starting to just like create scenarios in your head.
Yeah. You're like.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do it that way because.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Like, what would people think of me if I left this relationship? They'd have a lot of judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giving yourself reasons to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll listen to this back when I'm making that program at some point.
Cool. We solved it.
Cool. Look at that.
Do you have yours up, Jeremy?
I do.
Okay, hit it.
Okay. So I once dated a girl who told me that she liked to get peed on.
Okay.
Easy truth.
I have a
who doesn't?
I have a scar in the shape of a rubber ducky.
No.
And I once went on a movie date with a girl that went so poorly that we ended up watching different movies.
So that means...
Holy shit. True lie true.
Okay, first one was P. Yeah, unless this is something even weirder
what do you
and you're trying to...
the statistics are on water sports?
Yeah. I'm just trying to... Maybe it was like she wanted to get shit on, but
oh,
that would
shit.
Even be worse. Okay, I'm going to say true. The middle one was a rubber ducky. It's very specific. I'm going to say no. You got a scar shape something like something else.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with you. True lie true.
Hell yeah.
It's lie, true, true.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Good job.
Yeah. Well, show me where's the rubber duck.
He's right here. I mean, he kind of looks like a rubber ducky, don't you think?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can
so
I
this
see?
Actually came that's from grating wild. Cheese.
Oh, that's your grating cheese
this
scar?
This is my grating cheese scar.
Oh,
I
was
part of my
grating
knuckle into the cheese.
Is
there
like
was
so scary.
There was skin in the cheese.
Yeah. We had
and
to
blood.
Throat the cheese.
Yeah, it was really bad. I remember that.
Yeah, it hurt a lot.
So she didn't want to get peed on.
No. I did not date her. I mean, I've dated.
Did you want to pee on? Did you want to pee on?
Well, you know, that's for another episode, Jimmy.
It's good to explore.
You definitely run into all kinds, though, on the apps. All kinds of different...
kinks.
Kinks, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, I don't shame people.
You got highlights?
I got highlights.
You got highlights?
Oh, man. Maybe in a bit.
Okay.
And then, yeah, number three, that's I can tell you guys that story.
Yeah, tell us the story, please.
So I was 17. It was a girl that I worked with.
At
Sobeys.
At Sobeys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like one of the first.
Great Canadian employer, am I right?
Well, it actually.
Shout out to the Sobeys.
It's turned into an IGA now.
R.I.P. Yeah.
But the IGA, I think, is a. It used to be an IGA, then it went to Sobeys, then it went back to IGA.
And I think it's still an Sobeys brand.
It's an identity issue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But
this is why they don't want conversion therapies for minors. You never know. You can't stick with it.
You can't stick.
It's
not going to stick.
It's not a phase.
Yeah. Only adults.
Yeah.
Conversion therapy for adults only.
Like, imagine that shame that IGA is living with.
Do you need
to
move?
To
you're in
Sobe.
The full sun.
I keep going through different.
Why don't you come sit on this chair?
Well, if we're too close together, then the echoes. Because I'm too loud.
If you
want
to switch, just
okay.
Let me
what I might do is go over by the door.
Yeah. Is your computer?
It's like a half charge.
Okay.
What's yours at?
So is mine.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. Tell us the story.
So I went on a date with this girl. We, neither of us could drive, so we took the bus to the theater.
Okay.
I love that.
And we really wanted to see. There was this movie coming out called Don John. Which
I don't
was,
remember that.
It's got Scarlett Johansson and
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
Okay,
but it's an R-rated movie, and we were under, or it was 18A.
Okay,
we were under 18, but we wanted to see it, so we thought we would go to the kiosk and like trick the system and like get tickets.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the counter, obviously they're gonna ask for ID.
Right.
But the kiosks scan your IDs, so we were like, "Fuck, we can't see this movie."
Whoa, that's wild.
So we were having a debate about which movie to see.
Okay.
And she really wanted to see Insidious 2.
Oh, horror movie.
Horror
not
movie.
Your
and
vibe.
I was quite scared of horror movies then. And I was like, well, why don't we go see this other movie called We're the Millers, which was
great
a
movie.
Very
great movie.
Vibe than
very
Insidious.
Funny.
So she won the argument. We went to this Insidious 2 theater. Before the movie started, I was so scared that I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I left the theater. And then I went into the We're the Millers theater. And... she was texting me like, where are you? Like, you know, all this stuff, like, you know, come protect me. you know, and I'm sitting in the theater saying, no, you come here. You come to my movie.
This is how I protect you.
And you doubled down on the fact that you went to a different theater.
I doubled down. I was like, just coming to, and we were arguing over text the whole time, and we ended up just watching completely different movies.
Did
and
you then, like talk to each other after the movie?
Yeah, but it was a very short conversation. Okay. We took two separate buses to go home.
Who do you think was in the wrong in that situation?
You know, I don't know, but the worst part about it was we worked together, so I saw her the next day at work.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Was, it was not good.
How are you doing over there, Jimmy?
I think I've got a lot of roo sound in the last 5 seconds.
That's okay. All right. Well, somehow not surprising.
You know, you got to have these bad experiences.
Exactly.
To
and your water,
from, right?
If you want it. Jimmy's having struggles, if no one can tell.
I love that. I just love the idea that you're like, yeah, sorry, man. I cannot and will not watch this movie. And that's just how it's going to be.
You know, Insidious 2, I actually watched Insidious 2 later on. And
it wasn't that bad?
It's actually fucking scary.
Yeah.
Is that the one
Insidious
with the demon that pops out at one point?
That's the first one.
Oh, that was a good moment.
The second one is actually even scarier.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I like scary movies now, but back then I did not.
I unironically love the Paranormal Activity movies.
Yeah,
I think they build up so slowly, and then they just fucking
go off the rails.
Have you seen The Conjuring?
No.
It's. I think it's set in the same universe.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I didn't know that. I don't watch horror movies.
I could be wrong about
that. I'm a little bitch.
Nice.
I can't do it.
Zoo voice.
I feel good about it, honestly. There is a chair right there in the shade.
I'm going to find my way.
Okay.
Or make one.
I feel like you're making it so much harder for yourself.
I'm just having a good time.
I have a movie-related story about the first time. Not the first time, but a very vivid memory about a time I let people cross my boundaries and my extreme reaction afterwards.
I would like to hear it.
Okay, so I was with my two best friends in high school. One of which who I'm still best friends with, one of which who I'm not.
I think I can.
Yeah.
I know who.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
I love that Nick and Drudd had like full conversations about whether or not Drudd could tell that Nick was flirting with her. And then Evan just thinks that I'm hitting on him from like 10 seconds.
I'm going to imagine that Evan hasn't met a lot of men who don't conform to super, super traditional masculinity.
Yeah.
And it rattled him a little.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You know what he did?
What?
You know how he protected his boundary?
No.
Gave me his number right off the bat. Like, I have a text from
an unknown
number saying, hi, this is Evan.
Honestly, good for him.
I wonder
if
it was
a little uncomfortable, and he just ran with it.
I wonder if it was like early in the night or later in the night.
We'll have to get more context from Stefan. He was going to offer
coming on the podcast. That's why I have his number.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Do you want to hear this story now, or do you want to do your two truths and a lie first?
Do you think I should flirt with Evan on the podcast?
I think if you just be yourself, he might think it's flirting.
Yeah, but maybe we can be a little bit more intentional about it.
True. Yeah,
really
give it a try.
Make
see what
it
happens.
Even more confusing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Okay, so they wanted to watch a movie, and the movie was called, I don't know if it was called Teeth, but it was about
teeth.
Yeah, about
a vagina.
About a woman who had teeth in her vagina.
What?
Yeah. I think she developed the teeth, like she was assaulted, and then she like developed the teeth.
Oh. I don't think that would happen in real life.
Oh, Jesus.
I was going to make a really unfortunate joke, so I stopped. And then she went around, like, having sex with people and her vagina, like, biting off. Yeah. And I remember being so, so mad. Like, I did not want to watch this movie. I want to say
Do you get to see the teeth?
I don't think you see the teeth.
Do you get to see the
The
impacts
sex
of the teeth?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, not the ragged,
no,
jagged, torn up.
No, I don't think so.
Rough.
And I probably said I didn't want to watch the movie, but maybe I didn't. And we watched the movie, and I was furious afterwards. I was so mad.
Probably felt a little icky.
I felt horrible the whole movie, because I'm at the core not a horror movie kind of gal. They both are. They were also just a lot more comfortable with sex. Not that that's really what the movie was about. But
there's some horror movies that I think also make you feel like icky afterwards.
Yeah,
like kinda gross,
I was.
You know,
that
is like a very valid point of horror, where it's like, yeah.
And I now can see what it was doing, the movie.
Oh yeah.
But then was just mad.
Then you were you weren't a feminist back then.
Yeah, right.
You wanted to be the good wife back then.
That was the problem.
This isn't right. She just needs to find someone that'll treat her right. She doesn't need to get teeth.
That's exactly what the problem was.
This
doesn't seem like the answer.
Did this character go through any growth of like?
I don't remember at all.
I've taken out my vengeance, and the vengeance hasn't made me whole.
I don't remember, to be perfectly honest.
Cool.
I just remember being so mad at my friends for making me watch this movie, even though I obviously.
No guns to the head, though, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
That's how it happens.
I still have a very, very vivid memory of how I felt after that.
Yeah.
During, after.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Oh, because of the horror movie.
Yeah. Connection. That's what made me think about it.
I like that.
And you controlled your own actions. You set a boundary. You didn't make her leave. You just said, I just will not. Actually is a boundary.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Because a boundary is about controlling your own actions and not about controlling the actions of other people. And that's kind of what you did until you tried to convince her to come into your movie.
Well, his boundary is like, I'm not going into your movie.
Yeah.
And if you don't come into my movie...
I'm going to try to convince you to come to my movie.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the boundary was, I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to watch this movie, but I'm not going to like it, and I'm just going to leave.
Wait,
and I'm
going to
hope
tell
you
her that you just like didn't want to watch the horror movie.
No, I straight up left, and then
they went into the theater
into
together.
The other movie, and I was like, haha, this is kind of funny. Maybe come to my movie.
Ha!
LOL. No, you come to my movie, and. And what started as a joke kind of
turned into a fight.
Got out of hand. That's why watching two different movies.
I missed that the first time.
Yeah. That's an important detail.
That's good.
I have avoidance issues, clearly.
Wow.
Well,
I get it.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us your lies and truths or whatever.
I technically have six.
Jeez.
Okay.
My God.
My first one, I saw someone have a full crash out over the printer at work this week. They ended up like tearing a piece of paper that was taped onto the printer off and then like storming out of the room.
I think I know what this was about. So I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say truth.
Really?
Well, I do remember some people complaining about color printing with the new printers.
Okay. And you're true?
True.
True. I am one of the champs of grass volleyball co-ed fours.
Okay.
Won the championship this week.
Okay.
I won't use this as a truth or a lie, but I ended up finding out that if you lick the end of a lightning cable, like an iPhone cable, while it's plugged into the wall,
you get shocked.
You'll get a shock. You'll get a shock.
That's just a truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll do two more. One of them is Ashley from last week or next week's episode.
Yes.
Fucking bailed on our second Ultimate Frisbee game.
Okay.
And we got mercied because of it because we had four players to their five. So you can't really succeed in Ultimate with that kind of numbers disadvantage.
Okay.
And last one, I broke no contact.
Ooh.
This is your...
Your ex. Okay, I'm gonna say that's a lie.
Okay, so we have crash out over the printer. You both are saying true.
Yeah.
Champs of co-ed fours.
Yeah, I also want to say false. I don't know why.
Ashley
got second place.
Ashley really let us down.
So this is where I'm like, would you call it a lie if it's like Ashley didn't go, but she had a very good reason? like bailing on you versus not showing up for.
It's a tricky situation to be in your situation.
I want to say lie because I believe that she didn't go, but I'm still gonna say lie.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to have faith in our guest.
Yeah, Jeremy, you gotta.
Yeah, lie.
Kay. Lie.
Yeah.
And then I broke no contact.
Lie.
I'm gonna say that's true.
True. So we have. I saw someone crash out. Technically true.
Okay.
It was me.
You ripped the paper on top. That's very funny.
Oh, man. But this is why I think it's very valid. So I was trying to print stuff off.
Yes.
And the way that these new printers work is that, like, you have to, every single time that you print something, you have to check off whether you want it single sided.
Yeah.
And if not, it's default.
Yeah.
Double sided.
I think that was the same with the old printer.
But if you printed something, made a mistake and had to reprint it,
mm-hmm.
you didn't have to check it off again the next time you went into the print window.
Okay.
This time you have to.
Okay.
So, and you also have to check off whether you want it color or black and white.
Yep.
But you have to do color in two different locations.
Yeah, I had to do that on the old one,
it
too.
It takes some effort.
Yeah.
So I printed this thing off once, and it was color and double-sided.
Okay.
I print it off again. It is single-sided, black and white.
Black and white.
I print it off again. It is double-sided and in color. I print it off again. I log out of the printer too early, and it doesn't print at all. I print it again. It is double-sided and
honestly,
in color.
Honestly, this is a Joker origin story.
And, like, these are things that I have to hand out to, clients. So I actually can't just make it work, right? So I print it one last time, double-sided and in color. So I eventually just take two, I have two copies of double-sided and in color in my hand.
Yeah.
So I make it so that I scan
one
so
side.
So I combine the copies.
Yeah.
So that one side is one side and the other side is also facing up.
Okay.
And then I end up scanning that.
Okay.
To make all of the copies that I need to make. As I am going to take the scanned copies out of the printer.
Yeah.
I fucking get a paper cut from a fucking piece of paper taped to the top of the printer. And this is, 2 minutes before a program, so I'm just, I'm very stressed at that point, so I rip the fucking thing off. I curse at it a lot. There's lots of people in there because it's Wednesday morning, so one of the teams is always in for their meeting on Wednesday mornings.
Right.
So I rip it off, I curse, and I start walking out the door, and I'm like, I'm fine, it's okay. And then when I came back, the paper was taped back on the printer, but the one side that was up and gave me a paper cut
was taped down.
Taped down. So that was me crashing out at the printer.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, these printers are giving people it's a change, right?
Yeah, it's a change. People
chance
change.
Of co-ed grass volleyball. You guys are right. That is false.
Oh, sorry.
We got our butts kicked by our rivals in the second game. And it was too bad because we really crushed it in the first game. And then in the second one, just couldn't.
This is like a correct league?
Yeah.
Nice.
Couldn't put anything together. We had one guy kind of get in his kitchen.
Oh,
a
no.
Little bit. He smashed the ball into the net hard five times in a row.
No.
And he's 6'7" and was getting blocked at the net and he was getting dunked on.
Oh, no.
So it was not the way that we wanted to go out.
Not ideal.
Especially against the
team that we hate. Did you have fun, though?
It wasn't the most fun. Felt more like a business trip. And it was a bad business trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The next one was Ashley, right?
Yep.
Ashley needed to leave after the first game to go to a birthday party.
Who's Ashley?
Okay.
Ashley's our guest from last week's episode or next week's episode.
That's what the episode was called.
Yes.
And it was now a couple weeks ago.
It's next week's episode?
The episode title is last week's or next week's episode.
Because we recorded two in a row,
uh-huh.
And in the second episode, we just kept referring to Ashley's episode as, we don't know if it's going to be last week's episode or next week's episode, because we don't know what order we're going to release the episodes.
I see. It was really funny if you listened.
Yeah. If you listened.
If you listened.
So obviously,
I need to listen more.
You heard it here first, listeners.
But yeah, Ashley had to go after the first game.
Okay.
But we convinced her to stay.
Wow.
And she put in the most spectacular athletic performance
no way.
That I've ever seen. We didn't have any women subs
yeah.
this week. And so we had two women who had to play
the whole
every
time.
Single minute of right. every single game. The second game went into overtime
oh,
too.
Ouch.
And Ashley scored like probably like 8 points that game, which was like not that game, but over
right.
the two total games, which was really impressive. And they just like did not let up. She was like, she was in the flow state, man.
I love
and,
it.
And it was really incredible to see. They were the most amped up that I've ever seen them. They were like, I've never performed this way.
Well, that's like so exciting.
Ever. And they ended up scoring the winning point, the sudden death point of the second game. So
wow.
It was really awesome.
That sounds
that's
very
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah. And then breaking no contact. I did not break no contact.
Okay.
Did
they break no contact?
I was going to, like, there's an event or there's an organization, like, generic lesbian party.
Okay.
In, wherever we live.
Okay.
And I have a friend who is one of them.
Okay.
And they wanted me to come with, just to, like, hang out. And,
yeah.
You know? And so I was down, so I went, and I was like, this seems like something that my ex would go to.
Yes.
And I'm, like, stressed about it. Did
yes.
I tell you about this
no.
beforehand?
No.
Yeah. So I'm stressed about it. I'm anxious. I'm like, I don't know if I'm manifesting this into happening. I don't know what I want to do
yeah.
in this scenario.
If you run into them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So long story short, I can't control what I can't control.
True.
I end up not seeing them there.
Okay.
At all. Phew. Phew.
Phew.
But I did get a call from them at like 11:28 that night.
Oh.
So they saw you then.
Like, that's what I'm assuming. But I also know that my energy is expensive.
Yeah.
And speculating is not
yeah.
a good investment of
yeah,
that
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
Nor do I think they can afford my energy at this point.
Man, Taylor
because
Swift.
Because it's already being depleted by them too much.
Isn't Taylor Swift the one
yeah,
who very recently?
Really good. It's
did you watch that
really
podcast?
Bad.
She went on New Heights. She
oh,
went,
yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin told me about that.
And she has a quote about your energy is expensive. It's a luxury item.
Yeah.
Your energy for other people.
Yeah, yeah. Like your just energy item. In general is a luxury item.
Right, right.
So
not everybody
yeah.
can afford it.
Not everyone can afford it.
Mm.
And people
when I first heard
lost
it,
their minds.
I like that.
When I first heard it, I was like, Taylor, you are a billionaire. And
yeah.
you're spending a lot of time baking sourdough bread.
Legit.
Yeah, we live in a bit of a different world.
World, yeah.
Than you do.
So glad you get to spend your time making sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And perfecting it, apparently.
And not having to look at comments or not.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You get to live your dream.
Yeah.
Not everybody's living their dream.
No.
But it was a really nice grounding thing for me, just like values-wise, to be like, oh, I'm really afraid of like, if I run into them, that I'm just going to be like a fucking monster.
Right.
And I'm going to be everything. I'm just going to confirm everything that, like, made them leave me twice. and
Jeremy's
I,
like, I don't have the context
and my
for this.
Ego did not want that.
Yeah.
However, I probably don't think they can afford my energy.
They can't.
At that point, especially, like, out of the blue or at an event like that.
Yeah.
So, it was nice to be able to be like, I actually don't need to invest anything
I like
into
that for
this.
You
and then I didn't have to anyway
very cool
yeah
I like that for you a lot. I'm also very surprised we haven't talked about the Taylor Swift interview until now. I kept thinking about it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, she's media trained.
Yeah,
for sure's.
Yeah,
and she is good at pretending she's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I still liked it.
This is Travis Kelce's
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
I'll give it a listen.
He really yeah. is a simp.
Well, that's one of the things that I liked about it the most.
Yeah, he really is. He's also media
yeah,
trained
I mean,
by Taylor's people.
Would Taylor Swift date someone who wasn't like that?
But like, maybe I'm naive or just choose to be naive.
Okay.
But it seems like they're like
they're a good match.
I agree.
I don't think they're just media trained in the way of like,
no, no, I agree.
You guys have to seem like you're in love.
Yeah.
I think they're actually
I agree.
In love. And I think it's a nice proper match for them.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
When she was telling the story about telling him that she got her master's back.
Yeah.
And then he like he was playing video games.
Yeah.
And like immediately turned on. He's like, guys, got to go.
Yeah.
Like threw the headphones off. He was like, what's going on? What's
yeah,
going on?
Because she was sobbing.
And then she was sobbing. She told him about it. He cried about it.
Yeah.
I think like that's just.
That's probably very real.
That's what we've been yeah. working towards.
I mean,
this
she
whole
cried
time.
On the podcast.
I think he's probably an emotional guy.
Yeah.
He is self-proclaimed an emotional
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Which we like.
I think he's the same birthday as my brother.
Oh. Did you say a shit football player?
I'm just upset because I drafted him last year and it was a disaster.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it was a bad year for him, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Year before, different story.
He's, yeah. No, he, I mean, yeah.
Fantasy football just has a way of making you hate people.
It does. People you've never met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drafted Adrian Peterson in the year that he beat his child with a stick.
Okay.
That's a rough one. So, and then he got to keep playing, though, I'm assuming.
No, he got suspended for the entire year.
Ah, when you beat children, it's different than beating your wives
well,
and girlfriends.
Football
no,
players
they
tend
get to keep playing, too.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
worry. There's no double standard.
No.
But if you smoke weed, you're
oh, of course.
For a very
or
long
if
time.
You, like, speak out against racism. That's also not
but if
not
you
okay.
assault your wife, you're playing next week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. For sure. For sure.
We'll wait for it to go through the legal system.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready now? Now we're into the podcast to talk about the wedding.
51 minutes and 20 seconds, yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts? What do you got for us?
I thought it was a ton of fun.
Okay.
Not very smoothly.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it did go really smoothly.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think you and
best compliment
Karen
I could receive.
Did a great job planning.
Yeah.
You had like backup plans for everything.
I did.
You had contingency plans.
Honestly, that's a great idea.
I don't even know if I needed them. It was just that well planned.
But yeah, I mean, but you had them if they were there. I mean, you had one for the ties, right?
Well, that was an accidental contingency plan that worked out.
Right, but it was like quick thinking on your feet.
Yeah.
The vibes were good.
Vibes were good.
It was an emotional day, much more emotional than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
I had the emotions.
Did you have the emotions?
I had the emotions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They awakened within me.
For one day.
No,
for
you're
one
in Star Wars Episode 7. The Force Awakens.
Exactly.
Did you cry at the ceremony?
I did not cry, but I was holding back tears. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
and
cried
it was
a lot.
it was Stefan actually that made me the most emotional.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
That he got him.
He was feeling it.
He was feeling
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also like you're seeing somebody and you're like, oh, this person cares so much about, you know, one of my family members. It's kind of like
and
this
you don't
really,
know why.
Yeah, and like, you're really like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Does he even know
you're just relieved.
Does he know what he's getting into?
You're just so relieved.
Did you have an are you sure moment?
Yeah. Okay. So this is Jimmy's thing is uh-huh. that, well, you explain it.
And at every wedding I basically go to, I'm like, I'm not always sold on the couple
okay.
as a couple. And so like every wedding when they're going through like the vows and the things in my head, I'm like, are we really sure? have we really thought this through? Do you know you don't have to? Are you sure?
Once you sign that paper.
Yeah.
It's harder to
it's
leave.
It's over.
Yeah. You are contractually obligated to make this more difficult.
I mean, you would
that's
hope
true.
That they would have made the decision before.
But
the
Jimmy
day
said that he but did not have an are you sure moment during our vows.
Yeah.
During your vows.
Yeah.
Listen,
he said that he just believed it all.
If Janet and Stefan's relationship has a million fans, I'm one of them. If they have one fan, it's me. If they have no fans, I'm dead.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So did you have an are you sure moment listening to our vows?
No, not at all.
Not
I mean,
like
I'm, I was
how
pretty.
How do people make this decision? How do you?
Well, you're in love, so you gotta.
I think, but
I
think
don't
at
know,
that
you
stage you're so.
I don't know if that's something he's talked about.
You're already pretty sure of each other.
Yeah, we did make a joke maybe the day before or 2 days before because we Love is Blind. They're always like talking about before. Why don't you sit in the shade
I
over
mean,
there?
I mean, the Love is
like
Blind.
Kind
of
I really, I'm gonna
like
take a picture
bit.
Of you right now.
I like the bit.
In Love is Blind, no, it's just like before they go to the altar, they're always like I don't know what they're gonna say.
Wow,
that's like
yeah.
the storyline. There's Jimmy hiding from the sun. Yeah.
but your relationship, you've been seeing Stefan for 5 years?
Yeah, 5.5 years.
That's a pretty long time. You think
I
at that point
just
you're
didn't put that math together. That is like COVID.
Yeah.
COVID babies.
Right before COVID.
Yo, I was thinking earlier, we kind of, the way that we're sitting kind of gives me COVID vibes.
Yeah, that's true. We've got like a little distancing.
We've got our bubbles.
Some social distancing happening.
Distancing.
It's really just a...
I could sneeze as much as I want, and you guys probably won't get sick.
Well,
probably not. I'm also not sick, so you definitely probably wouldn't get sick.
That's good. Definitely probably wouldn't get sick.
You can't be too sure.
It's true.
Jinxes and whatnot.
Yeah, we didn't knock on wood. You got any other thoughts?
I mean, I didn't get too drunk, I don't think.
Well,
I got a good amount of drunk.
Do you want? We should have brought Caitlin on so we could play the voicemail that you left her.
Yeah, I have a thing. I don't know what it is. I like to leave people voicemails. Like, even we were out. I was out last weekend with some friends. So my friend Alex is recently seeing this girl named Caitlin.
Okay.
So we thought, oh, it would be funny. We should like spend some time together to have the two Caitlins meet each other. But then I left this new girlfriend a voicemail. And I don't know what it is. Whenever I drink, I'm like, I got to leave people voicemails. I got to like
I've
leave
never
something.
Been left a voicemail, just saying.
Okay, next time.
Well, I don't
I'll
want
think about
one,
it.
But
I'll leave you and stuff in a nice voicemail.
Okay.
It's a nice legacy.
And it's fun to listen to in the morning. You're like, oh, like how
See,
fucked up was I?
The problem is if you call me at like 2 a.m., and I see that you're calling me, I'm going to think you're dead.
Yeah, that's probably why I wouldn't call you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We understand this about each other.
We understand that.
Like, if I missed it, then I would see the next morning, and I would also probably think you were
dead. Okay, yep, my brother is dead.
Yeah, someone's calling me from his phone to say that he's dead.
Well, that's why you listen to the voicemail.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying.
And you hear, karma is a cat. Karma is my boyfriend.
Well, I'm just saying, there would be a moment. Before the voicemail.
I don't know if you got to this point in last week's episode, Jeremy, but I was mortified. I was so fucking scared when Caitlin came up to me the next day and I was like, I got a voicemail from you. I was like, I didn't know. I don't know. I swear. I didn't. This is no.
She was projecting her anger towards me against you.
But then you know it was on the voicemail.
Yeah, the voicemail. I think it was just me singing Karma's a Cat, and then you piped in. You're like, oh, I don't feel comfortable with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is this your girlfriend? I don't want to be a part of this. I don't like this.
Good boundary setting.
Well, you know, we're just going through life the best as we can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Your cat's name is Loki, Jeremy?
His name is Loki.
Did you watch the Loki series?
I did, yeah. Yeah, but that's I named him Loki because he has
green eyes
and he's a little mischievous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought Loki was a good name.
But we were talking about the Loki series last week.
We were. Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. There's a season two. I didn't watch the season two. Though.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to watch season two. That's the part that I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
Is season two good?
Yeah. Really ends on a pretty spectacular note.
Mm. I think I know what happens. He becomes like the.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. The Spoiler master alert. Timekeeper.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Jeremy just got a new cat.
Ooh.
Simba.
His name is
Simba.
And he's really cute.
I feel like this already happened.
Well, we talked about it before the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, well, because Jeremy asked how Hannah was with cats.
Oh.
Because he was going to bring, because Simba apparently loves dogs.
Oh.
He had a dog in his foster home who was big. And he used to jump on him.
I think that would be a good experience for Hannah to have. Because she's had cats that like are as standoffish.
Oh, no, I think
he would literally just leap onto him.
And Rue wants to be friends with Loki so bad, and Loki hates Rue.
Yeah.
He's kind of, actually, I don't know if hate is the right word, just disgust. Full disgust.
Yeah.
Loki's a little reserved. That's just a cat vibe.
But I think Simba and Rue could be best friends. And Simba is a cute little guy.
He is so
cute. He's so cute.
Oh, man. And him and Loki play so much.
He's striped. Ooh. He's really, really cute. And he's got long legs and big ears. And he is very naughty, but he's very cuddly.
He has a pectus excavatum.
What?
It's his like sternum is a little bit collapsed into his body.
Oh.
So he's got, so I have to monitor that.
But he seems fine.
But he seems good.
And his ears?
Abnormal.
Abnormal, said the vet.
Like in a...
size way.
Like in a medical term.
Yeah, like ears or eyes, normal. Nose, normal. Ears, abnormal.
Abnormal.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, we're gonna have to shut this down soon because we're all boiling in the sun now.
Yeah.
It was working.
We gotta know more. We gotta play with the sun. I guess we could have gone inside. I specifically requested outside.
Yeah,
so
I like outside. The umbrella doesn't seem to work so well at this time of day.
Jeremy, what were you doing the whole night?
Yeah, what was your night? What was your day?
Man.
What was your night?
I was dancing. You're talking about the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Last night.
No, I was dancing a ton. I danced with Summer.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely adore.
Who's
Summer? That's our cousin's, the littlest girl.
She's
our cousin's daughter.
Older or younger than 18?
She's 8.
Okay, so I still got time. I don't like it.
You regret that immediately?
Because there's a joke that is like 18 is the
I know.
Max.
Yeah,
I
that,
know.
It just didn't
That
didn't
just doesn't
land.
Work.
Shame on me.
Summer is at the age still where she like still has crushes on like family members. You know, like when you're like, like she loves Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Like she might be in love with Jeremy right now.
Yeah, kids really like me.
They do really like you. It's not even fair.
I don't know what
you put
is.
In so little effort.
You're affable.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
But I do feel bad sometimes because I see the kids and I'll go, Summer, my favorite. And then I'll think, fuck, what am I saying? Like,
yeah,
there's
that's
two
mean.
Other kids here.
Did you see Nixon like ran up and gave me a huge hug at the barbecue?
Oh, really?
It was really cute. Because normally he's more excited to see you or mom. Mm. But at the barbecue, I think because they've been hyping up that I'm getting married.
Yeah,
he was so excited to see me. It was really cute. Yeah, they were dancing hard.
Yeah, I was dancing.
Jimmy
with
really wanted. Oh, okay, you are so close to the edge, like frightfully close.
Hey, that's where I live my life.
Just please, that lattice will not take it if you fall back into
it. What are you trying to say, Janet?
I'm just saying.
What are you trying to say?
Go sit with Jimmy. You're so warm in the sun. Go on. Okay. What was your morning? You floated between the boys' room and the girls' room. How was your morning?
Yeah, I went to your room first to get
get some food.
The orange juice and the champagne, the mimosas.
Mimosas, some momos.
And then I would go to the boys' room. Very different energies.
Yeah,
they were
partying, right, in the boys' room?
No?
Oh, maybe later.
They were just chilling, like, not doing a whole lot.
Stefan had so much fun.
To be fair, it could be a guy's definition of party.
That's true.
No,
that might be Stefan's
kind of hung
vibes.
Out.
Like you guys are a lot more like, oh, it's like this is like the big day. We got to like do all this stuff.
Oh yes.
Makeup and the boys are just like, yeah, we're chilling.
We'll get ready in 3 hours.
Different vibes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like they were probably like, oh, if you really hype up the big day about it, they're probably gonna scare Stefan off. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
He might
run.
You
wanna keep
he was definitely. Potential for a runaway groom situation.
he was on the edge,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
No, more likely he was going to pass out on the chairlift, I think was more likely.
Allegedly, unless he just wanted to
get out of it.
Takes a gainer.
Just dive off the chairlift. Yeah. I had a question. We have some very cute photos of you. Have you seen them? Of you tying ties?
Oh,
your tie
really?
And the
oh, yeah.
Mom
I was helping
posted
the boys
some.
With the ties, yeah.
Jeremy spent an hour. I would say it was an hour watching tie videos.
I was
trying to practice different knots.
Cool.
Fancy
so
knots.
You have like a single Windsor, which is the one I did at the
I
end. But there's a double Windsor.
Yeah. It's bulky.
Which is kind of complicated. And it also, you need a lot of tie to get it to
tie.
Work. Then there was like the Trinity knot, which I tried, which is really cool. But that one also uses a lot of tie.
Yeah.
So yeah, the half Windsor, whatever you call it.
Half Windsor.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
And it looks great.
Yeah.
Old
yeah,
Faithful.
Great. Boys look
it's
fantastic.
It's an appropriate size knot.
It's just your basic knot.
How was the cocktail hour? I didn't ask either of you.
Yeah, you asked me.
Did
I
ask
said,
you?
I just spent
you
it
were
with
sitting outside.
Drud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had such a nice afternoon with Drud. And then when I asked Drud to dance, she said no.
I know.
I like
the picture of you.
What's one to do?
Dancing.
You know?
There's proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the cocktail hour for you? Did you have fun?
I don't actually know if I had a ton to drink during the cocktail hour. For
did you eat the food? The appetizers?
No, not really.
Oh, dang.
No, I was talking with... Every time I would get in a conversation, I would leave the conversation and get in a conversation with somebody else just because there's a lot of people I haven't seen in so long. You know?
Oh, I think that happened with us. You talked to us for a second.
Yep.
You talked to
Jimmy
and Dredd.
But I talked to Callum for a long time.
Oh, nice.
I talked to Greg for a long time.
Nice.
Just good conversations, you know.
That is the one thing. You don't get to catch up with people.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed being the bride. There's lots of people I haven't seen in a while, but it's not like you get to catch up with them.
Yeah.
Our uncle just did that big climbing thing because he's about to climb Everest.
Whoa.
And I was like, would love to hear about your climbing training.
He wasn't doing too hot, though.
Oh, no, he wasn't feeling very good?
No, he had pneumonia, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jim? Oh, he didn't?
No. I see, I don't know. Steve.
Jim?
His brother.
Jim?
Steve?
He was...
Jim?
Steve.
Steve?
Steve.
Alan.
Alan.
Alan. Steve.
Steve.
Glad we all know what video we're talking about. Yeah, he has... he still has it. I mean, he's sort of on the recovery now, but that's why he wasn't full of beans.
I didn't talk to him at all, hardly. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a lot of stuff.
Got a lot of people to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other reflections? Any other funny things that happened? Lots of dancing.
Not really. I mean, Betty was like, oh, man, she was just so drunk. She forgot who my girlfriend was. She kept...
Great Aunt Betty.
Coming, she kept coming up to me, and she was doing this to everybody, I think, where she would just say, the most, emotional, sappy things.
Yeah.
And it was getting a little bit, okay, enough is enough.
I want to hear.
What was
something? She would just come up, just come up to me or my mom and be like, oh, your dad would have loved this. And as one comment to say that, that's fine, but then you do it six times throughout the night, and I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
Hey, yeah, I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I think mom was getting pretty...
Oh, she was fucking pissed.
Yeah, she was not happy.
She was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was done.
So Betty was... I mean, she's a party animal, man. She's 85, and she
parties.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She parties.
She parties.
My number.
I spend a lot of time with Monal.
She wanted
Mo tied one of the ties around her forehead.
Yes.
Which started the whole.
She did it for me.
Ties on foreheads.
She sent a video to me, and it said which of the people at the wedding is like this, and it was a progression of people slowly putting their buttons down lower and lower, and then putting the ties, and I was like a lot of people, and she was like me too, so.
There was a guy who sort of was accidentally groping Caitlin.
Was that Derek or Nick? Who was it?
It was I don't know who it was, but
who
was it?
It
was a guy. He was
fucking
it
the weird
wasted.
Guy that just kind
of he was kind of a taller guy.
Did he have a shirt buttoned most
yeah,
of the way down?
Yeah,
oh, that
was
Derek.
He was just drunk out of his mind.
Really? Wow, Derek, what are you doing, man?
He was the one who rapped "Baby." Was that him?
Oh, that's the guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Derek, what happened?
What happened, Derek?
Yeah. Accidentally.
Come on, Derek, you're married. Your wife was there. Come on, Derek. He does like to party.
No, but other than that, it was a good night. And then at the end, I went out with you and Alden.
Yep.
Chilled for a bit.
Yeah, we were the swamp guys.
We were the swamp guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fell into a swamp.
Swamp boys.
We jumped on the chair. You remember that?
Yeah, the chair. We were the chairlift boys. I was the swamp boy.
You were the swamp boy.
Yeah, you didn't get into the swamp.
No, I didn't fall in a swamp.
Yeah.
But we were playing Truth or Dare.
Yeah, that was fun.
As grown men do when they're together by themselves.
Great idea.
Yeah, do you remember anything from Truth or Dare?
Just the chair incident,
yeah.
Jumping on the chair.
I heard something about Marcel was supposed to strip and what's the thing where you run when you're naked?
Strip.
He just turned off his shirt.
My man.
Oh, I forgot about
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that was fun too. I dipped my toe in the pool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you jump over the?
Yeah.
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 Apparently, he just took off his shirt. That's not stripping.
Stefan's making an appearance. Nobody
just poured me
Sorry, we're just having a conversation with Stefan
really
off
going
mic.
To bat for his brother.
Yeah.
He did strip. Not a lot. I think it would have been out of character.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody there would have stripped. Well, I don't know.
Apparently, Derek was a little sloppy. Hey, babe. Yeah. No, he was hitting on Caitlin a little.
Well, I don't think it was on purpose, but I think he Caitlin said that he kept accidentally touching her butt. I wasn't even there. I didn't see anything. I just
and I said, sounds about right.
Yeah, I might have been accidental. I don't know.
This is like the typical male experience where you're like, well, no, I can imagine accidentally.
Yeah. It was just an accident. Like my hands.
I'm
going
to bat for this guy that I don't know at all.
Yeah, Jeremy's like, I'm going to back him up, even though it was my girlfriend that he was touching. He put you on his shoulders, but yep. We've already talked about that. Yep. That's not interesting.
What do you think the high value move is? You keep accidentally touching somebody's butt on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you apologize every time?
Okay.
Do you ignore that it's happening?
Spot on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're like a
relocate,
try to get
this really
to stop happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Just move yourself.
Just move.
But like, don't you want an inside joke with somebody being like, oh my God, I can't stop touching your butt, but I swear I'm not trying to.
I mean,
but we also,
that seems cuter if you're like
we'll
actually
have to have
trying
Derek
to hit on
the podcast to interrogate him.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
It.
You know, I actually have a kind of a funny story about this. I was at in Kelowna. There's a music festival called Center of Gravity.
Okay.
And we had this house, and we had a ton of people over at the house.
Is this when you lived in the house with the four, with Nicolas Cage on the wall?
It was the Cage house.
It was the Cage house.
Mm-hmm. And there was a girl there, and I was just so drunk. And this girl was one of like my friend's friends, or she wasn't like.
Are you gonna
want to
tell the story?
Shame on me.
And I ran up and I slapped her ass as hard as I could, just because I was wasted and I wasn't thinking.
Cheer me.
As soon as I did it,
let him speak.
I turned around and I was like, I am so sorry. I don't know what that was about. I apologize. Please don't tell anybody. I felt it was just like a heat of the moment thing where I was like, this
and then you were
like
immediately
a good idea.
Like, oh
and
no.
I was like, I'm a terrible person. I apologize.
That's a trampoline moment. That would send me to the trampoline.
Yeah, that would send you to the trampoline.
She was like, don't ever do that again. I'm like, I will never do that again. I'm sorry.
Good for you for immediately apologizing instead of running away.
Yeah.
To the trampoline.
But yeah, sometimes you're intrusive.
And
thoughts.
We've been married for 17 years. This is actually a great way to meet people.
Yeah, it actually worked out for me.
What an icebreaker.
Oh my gosh.
You get to kind of show them your worst side.
Yeah.
And then they get to decide if they think it's endearing or
totally.
Not.
Yeah. The house Jeremy lived in Kelowna had in like during university. Describe the Nicolas Cage
yeah,
of it
was,
all.
When we first moved in, there was this life-size poster of Nicolas Cage. And the,
you
and the
see
house
the hair
was
coming off
famously
of this
referred to as the Cage.
It wasn't like life-sized. It was an
entire
wall
it was an
of
entire
his
wall
face.
Of his face. Yeah, it wasn't life-sized.
It was
but
one
it was
of those
huge
massive tapestries of
well,
that.
It's not an ant-sized wall. It's a life-sized wall.
Well, not life-size Nicolas Cage. It was like 10 times the life-size of Nicolas Cage's face.
Yeah, that's right. That's
He's
right.
He's kind of larger than life.
He is larger than life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we lived in this house. It was six guys in a house.
Bros.
Gross.
It was pretty
how many
disgusting
times were you slapping their ass?
But we had good times. And we were slapping asses, slapping each other's
slap
asses.
Ass.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hair. Yeah.
There's nothing more beautiful than a group of guys slapping each other's asses.
Just so romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bat butt pat.
Yeah.
I was going to say bat putt.
Pat pat.
That's what we called it in
Stefan,
the house. So
bring
no
that
one
booty
would
over
know
here. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I only do that with people I don't know.
Stefan and Jeremy have kissed a couple times.
On the lips?
No. On the cheek.
Which cheek? Ass or
probably
face. I think that's cute. Wait, I gave Alden a kiss on the cheek.
You did?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
At our cousin, Jeremy and I's cousin's wedding, not Stefan and I's cousin, because we're not related. Jeremy and I's cousin's wedding.
Oh, man, I got the names confused for a second.
Oh,
there.
God.
Yeah.
The kissing thing she did at her wedding was like you had to show the couple how you wanted them to kiss.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Which is
Derek
really
and
cute.
Monica would have loved, or Derek would have loved that.
Yeah.
Monica would have been
she would
appalled.
Have just, yeah, probably had to go along with it.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, like, he kissed Stefan on the cheek as his way of, like, here, this is how you guys should kiss. But they missed it, like, 3 times in a row. So he just kept kissing Stefan on the cheek until they saw it.
That's funny.
So it was many times.
That's a lot of time.
A lot of kisses.
It was a lot of kisses.
Stefan, you got a good wife, man. You got a good wife.
Well, let's not stretch it out of proportion. She's just an okay wife.
I just talked about on the pod. I don't know why we're having a conversation with you off mic, but we're going to roll with it.
Technically, he hasn't said anything. So
that's true.
The listeners, who's nobody. Sorry, Caitlin.
Sorry, Caitlin. No, Caitlin, we appreciate
Mira.
You. Mira. I don't know if Mira's listening as much.
No,
I got to text her.
So.
Yeah, we talked about how after I made cookies and then you were talking to Alden, like, look, she made some cookies. I was sitting on the couch like, fuck yeah, I'm a good wife. And then I had a bit of a crisis around what does that mean? Is it the patriarchy?
I think he said, yeah, she's a really good wife.
So it is the patriarchy. That is the answer.
Rue just, like, fell into the fence.
I saw that. Kind of a gap there.
Are you okay? What are you doing?
Yeah, guys, I'm only a little embarrassed. Don't look at me.
Come here. Well, I don't know.
More like,
why does that make me feel like a good wife?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
If
why?
You spend so much time pushing against gender norms and stereotypes and be like, you don't have to do this. You can be and do whatever you want. And then you, like, fit within to one of those norms. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. And then you feel, like, deep satisfaction from fitting into one of those norms.
Yeah.
It's like, oof.
But why do you think that's a bad thing, though?
Well, that's the question. It's not really a bad thing.
I think it's a bad thing to push people into those norms. But if you feel comfortable in one of those norms, I think there's nothing wrong
with
that.
For sure. Yeah. That is true.
I mean, you have the whole trad wife.
That's
trend.
A whole other.
It is hard when the trad wives want to be trad wives.
It is true.
I mean, if that's
if they
want to
be trad wives, they can be trad wives.
They want, right?
This is you're right. Doesn't mean I don't feel bad about it.
And that's
the podcast.
The discomfort.
You're
is
allowed
the,
to feel whatever you want.
Is the experience.
Thanks, Bromie. Wow, what
Look
a time
us.
We've had here.
Yeah.
Today.
I think we solved it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jeremy, you're finally on the podcast. You can talk about whatever weird stuff you want to talk about.
We might have to bring you back to
like
talk
conspiracy
about weird
theory.
Stuff.
I don't know. Because I remember when we first started it, you were like, you guys need to...
Oh, yeah. You had
a
lot of criticism.
My topics that you were shooting down.
Yeah. You had a lot of criticism about the podcast.
Yeah. Any meaning of life stuff?
Don't you get it
up?
Now, though?
I get it. We just
it's really
shit.
Easy just to chit-chat.
It's chill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, like, when I listen to podcasts, I want to listen to a podcast where I'm getting, like, some kind of interesting information.
Ugh.
But that's just me. Like, some people just want to listen to, like... you know, what's that girl podcast? The famous
Call Her
one?
Daddy.
Call
her daddy. Like something
Who
like
daddy?
That, you know? That's fine.
Her. Alex?
Who?
Call her daddy.
Call Alex daddy?
Call
me daddy.
Call me daddy?
Call
you daddy?
Call her daddy.
Who?
Alex. Alex Cooper? Daddy?
Daddy?
Mommy. Daddy? Mamacita.
Call her Alex?
Call her Alex. Call her Alex. Call her Alex. Call her Alex?
Who?
Call her late for dinner.
Sorry, this is every time. Jeremy's like, what
this
the fuck?
How was that
happened?
For you? I feel like that was some energy that you don't often.
No,
put
I
out
know.
Into
I was trying
world.
To be you.
I figured.
Yeah. The first time
Did
I ever brought
it?
Up call her daddy, Jimmy
call
really went
daddy.
On a. It's like there's this clip of these news broadcasters talking about the TV show You.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them's like, was talking about it and they're like, well, you, and he's like, I didn't do that, what are you talking about? And she's like, no, the TV show You, blah blah blah. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And it literally goes for like 5 minutes straight of her trying to explain the TV show You,
it's
and
you,
him
man.
Just thinking she's talking about him. And it's very funny.
I don't know why this came to my mind now, but there is someone that started at work recently.
Yeah.
I told them that we were siblings.
Okay.
And they seem to have bought it.
Is this the person who started at work like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So heads up.
Okay.
You can lean into it or you cannot.
We'll see
as
how
much
it goes.
As you want.
Yeah. I mean, I do think people believed for a while that you were walking me down the aisle because Jimmy really held on to that one.
My dad had to ask me
you
about it.
You could have done it.
Yeah, I think like people really believed it. Yeah,
just a
like,
replacement.
Did you actually walk her down the aisle? And I think it was because you had said it. You had made the joke in the episode he was listening to. So he's like, wait a second.
Like, that's the relationship?
Yeah. And then I had to be like, well, no, I think I'm usually the one making that joke.
Right. Ultimately, she went in a different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a time we've had here today.
Wedding. Wedding.
Wedding. Good times.
Yeah. Did you eat any of the poutine?
I did. And I was supposed to get poutine for my girlfriend, and I didn't. And she's still mad at me for it. So.
I didn't even think about them making gluten-free stuff for the poutine. And then they made gluten-free fries just off the... Just on a whim for someone.
Yo, how much food did you eat at the wedding? Like, how much supper did you eat?
I was actually... I didn't eat a ton of dinner because I was actually nervous about the speech. So I didn't have that much of an appetite.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had eaten more because it was delicious.
I know. That's how we all feel. It's a common experience.
I can't tell if I would be good at making a wedding speech or bad at making a wedding speech.
You'd probably be good.
Well, I think I do a lot of like public speaking anyways in my work. But I think it's just being in front of like literally everybody you know. All your family members, it's like, oh, I need to like represent my family, you know.
You did really good. Yeah. I mean, people complimented you all night. Yeah. That's really all I heard. It got really annoying. No, I'm just kidding.
But
it was cute.
It was nice of them,
People really loved your speech.
Yeah.
They were like, I just didn't know he could talk like that. I was like, I know. Who knew?
Me, Jeremy. Me, kind of like Janet.
I didn't know Jeremy knew all those words.
This is the same thing
about vocabulary.
We were talking about Stefan's vows last week, and I was like, it's not like surprising in the way that Stefan speaks badly the rest of the time. Like, every time you say it's a surprise.
I don't think Stefan speaks
badly. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you're like, it's a surprise how good the speech was, it makes it sound like it's because you speak badly the rest of the time.
This person's normally like...
An idiot.
I just
didn't think
there were any thoughts going on behind this thing.
I have thoughts.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No feelings, but thoughts for sure.
Lots of thoughts.
Yeah, lots of thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, you got two people to read it. Mom thought you should take out the line about me being a tyrant.
No.
But it landed perfectly.
Classic mom thing to want to take out of it.
She was just
worried.
You're
being too hard on your sister.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, this is perfect.
And I laughed. It was very funny.
She did, although I had nothing originally about Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, you have to put something about Jeff at the end. I'm like,
probably.
Oh, okay. That guy.
That guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Couldn't even show up, but whatever.
Terrible father.
Damn. Damn. This is the place we're at now.
This is the most we've ever talked about your dad on the podcast.
That's true.
Or ever.
That's true.
So thanks, Jeremy. New experience. Looking forward to the debrief about it.
I'm at the point where I will just make the most like egregious jokes about having a dead father.
Yeah.
And people who don't have that experience get very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of the best part about it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You used to, when like telemarketers would call the house and ask for him, you would be like, he's dead. And you'd like pretend cry on the phone.
I think I did that once. But it made the caller very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could imagine that.
My dad's dead, so...
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
We're making Jimmy uncomfortable.
Yeah, guys, keep going. We're having a great time.
Okay. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, great way to end it.
Any last reflections? Anything else you want to say?
This has been fun. We should do it again.
We'll bring you on to talk about some of your crazy dating experiences.
Talk about relationships. I got lots of those.
Honestly, the horror movie thing was...
That was pretty good.
Already.
That was a good teaser.
I have some...
I told the story about how you had to go into that girl's house to get the money for the cab.
Oh, God.
That is crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember it word for... I couldn't repeat it, but...
I mean,
I basically, Jenna told me, short form,
I ended up stealing money from this girl's parents to pay for a cab, and I went into their bedroom.
And you didn't know this girl, really?
Not really.
She was like a friend of a friend that you were like, oh, I have to get her home because she literally can't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I would feel less bad about that situation than being like, I'm kind of just like hooking up with this chick.
Oh no, you weren't hooking
No,
up.
I mean, the reason I was going home with her actually was because she literally couldn't even stay awake. So I was like, I have to make sure she gets home.
Yeah, because we know cab drivers don't care.
Cab drivers do not care, and if
I do not know care.
That's good. Yeah. Life lessons.
Well, you wouldn't.
Cab drivers don't care. Name of the episode.
You wouldn't.
But the parents were in the bedroom.
They were in the bed.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
They were sleeping.
That's absolutely crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't have like.
And you just didn't have money on you?
Well, like it was.
It was expensive.
I think what happened was. It was a really expensive cab ride because I think he thought she puked, although I don't think she actually did. But he was like charging her like $200 or something outrageous, and I was like, I don't want to fucking pay for that.
$200.
So she was like,
these people had $200 of cash. They are
there was a wallet. She was like, there's a wallet on the dresser, and there's cash in it. I'm like, okay. So I find the cash, take what I need. I didn't take any more. I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Paid the cab driver left.
You probably should have, honestly.
Honestly, I should have.
I'm a thief, so I can dig that. Yeah. I wouldn't be upset if he did that.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Can we just do like a little role playing situation?
Of course.
Okay. I'm the dad.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You're this girl.
I'm the girl.
Yeah. The next morning. Hey, sweetie, how was your night last night?
I don't remember.
No, you'd be
anything.
Like, stop talking to me.
Stop talking to me.
It's so bright out.
Okay.
Maybe
cool.
You should be the girl. Because
how did you end up getting home?
Oh, nice man.
No, you'd say like,
see, this.
Oh, my friend brought me home.
Oh, cool. Like, they gave you a ride?
No. They were drinking, so they wouldn't drive. That's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
They came with me in the cab.
Oh, okay. So you took a cab.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm about to go out. I have to go buy something off of Kijiji that I took a lot of money out of, like a lot of cash out for. So I'll see you soon.
Just silence. I just like, okay.
Okay. Later that day. Hey, where the fuck is my money?
Oh my God. Did we get robbed?
So never, because that's what I was.
Well, how old
like,
were you guys?
Like, this would have been before university, so
okay,
18,
so you
maybe?
Were underage, or like just
no,
wait,
probably just 18.
Just
yeah,
18.
Yeah.
Okay,
I remember
so
it was Cowboys.
Yeah, I could imagine it looks like for the daughter, you're never coming out and saying
no.
A random boy.
But would you say you did it?
I don't think she remembered what happened.
Yeah.
Like she was in the stage where she was like in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
But she was conscious enough to tell me like there's money on my parents' dresser.
This memory came back at some point.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Fucking brick.
I just wonder.
A boy snuck into my parents' bedroom.
Why?
To steal.
Why did he do that?
$200 cash. Out of my dad's wallet while they were sleeping in the bed in the bedroom.
Yeah. And I told him to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Felix, whatever. Can you say it?
Felicious?
The Harry Potter potion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you're just like, you're
lucky.
You're in the flow state. You're
yeah.
just going
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Making decisions you might not make normally, but it's working out for you.
True. True. Wow. That's one of your crazier stories, I think. That's insane.
Or just like how do you not go back into a horror movie? But you're like, yeah, I'll go steal some money from your sleeping parents' bed.
They would legit murder you.
Oh yeah.
Especially if they realized their daughter was passed out in the cab.
Yeah.
There's just no room.
Well, I brought her into the house first.
So
oh,
still.
She was in the bathroom puking.
Okay.
Still, I feel like.
Yeah, for some reason I pictured this as like she's in the cab.
Yeah, I kind of did too, actually.
Well, I didn't want to leave her in there alone, so
yeah.
I brought her in, got her into the
cab
bathroom.
Cab drivers don't care.
Because she was going to puke.
Cab drivers do not care.
Got the money, didn't even say goodbye, just dipped, got in the
yeah.
cab. I said, man, we got to go. Step on it.
Yeah.
So you kept going in the cab and
oh,
then
yeah,
took
the same cab. I gave him the cash. I'm like, here's my address. Let's go.
Party on.
Party on.
He doesn't care.
No,
he's a cab driver.
I mean, okay, so if you were 100% sober, which you obviously weren't.
I was wasted.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you were sober, what would you have done?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think sober you would have gone into someone's
no.
parents' room.
I probably would have woke.
You would have knocked on the door.
I would have woken the parents up. I would have said, yes. Hey, look, your daughter is fucked out of her mind, and I'm not paying $200 for a cab, so
yeah.
You guys figure it out.
Yeah, which is like the logical thing to do. And then you run.
And then I would probably call a different cab because I wouldn't want to deal with that guy.
You would run like a block and a half away.
Maybe,
yeah. You don't just want to be like standing awkwardly on the sidewalk.
Well,
like,
they might still... Yeah.
I would probably like elbows bent and I'd just be like kind of...
Hands up.
Cracking knuckles and shit.
But I haven't touched her.
The other thing too, let's say I knock on the door. They open the door and see a random dude
This is why
house.
You gotta run. Oh,
I
no, you don't knock on their bedroom door. You
I
knock on the front door.
I know it's 2
well,
o'clock
we in, the house,
in the morning.
You wouldn't have gone in. Sober
so
you.
I go outside, ring the doorbell. Yeah.
Sober you would not have gone into
yeah,
the
no,
house.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless she told you when you were already in the house. She probably told you in the cab.
No, we got into the house.
And then she told
then
you
she
about
told
the cash.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Listen, interesting.
You have a girl telling you to come inside. You do whatever she wants.
That's true.
That adds a new dynamic because, yeah, you're already in the house. That is a little trickier. I would still probably go outside.
If she's...
But she's already in the house.
If she's able to puke, she's able to knock on a door.
So you're going to bring her out
bring
as
her
well?
Like, exhibit A, your daughter incapacitated.
You tell the cab to deal with it.
He doesn't care.
No.
He wants his money, though. If she's already in the house, you say, go knock on the door, they'll pay you.
But then Jeremy's still there.
Oh, well, you run.
Like,
I think,
do you
yeah,
stay
maybe,
in the
I
cab
just,
or do you...
No,
I say,
you
hey,
get
man,
out of
look,
there.
She's responsible for this. I'm getting another cab. See you later.
Maybe what you do is you say, listen, I know you don't care, but I, also a cab driver, don't care. So I don't care.
What are we
going to
do here?
In this situation. Good luck.
My,
I hope you get your money.
My not caring trumps, you're not caring.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what a...
Game over.
Wow.
Because you have less skin in the game. He's got a cab in the game.
Yeah.
He's got
I
a
got
fare.
Nothing
True.
To lose. You
True.
Have everything to lose.
Yeah.
Wow.
And turns out, cab drivers do care.
Wow.
Name of the episode.
Now.
Cab drivers do care.
Cab drivers do care.
Okay. You got anything else?
That's it for me.
You got anything else?
Nope.
Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now you can just stop it. Don't pause.